When the Rebbe visited Camp Gan Yisrael, he spoke to the children. The Rebbe spoke about learning from the Halak of Baal Shem Tov, after whom the camp is named. He told them how the Baal Shem Tov in his youth, before he began teaching Torah to adults, he started to learn Torah with Yiddish children. He would take them to Cheder and teach them to say Moida Ani, Shema Yisrael, and to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi, Amen, and Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. The Baal Shem Tov later told his Halak HaTalmidim that his most pleasurable years were that period when he would learn with the young children and take them to and from Cheder. The Rebbe concluded, this is being told to us in order that we should know that by answering Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba, the koyach of Kedusha from Hashem is with us, and this helps us go to Cheder and return healthily, and to be matzliach in our learning in Cheder. The Gemara says in Masecht Nazir, the one who answers Amen is greater than the one which makes the bracha. The Gemara continues to compare the Mevarech to the simple foot soldiers which initiate the war, and then the mighty warriors can come and bring victory. The one that answers Amen finishes off the bracha. Therefore, he is more praiseworthy. The Gemara in the Masechet Shabbos tells us, one who answers Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba with all his koyach, which means with all his kavana, his gezad din of even 70 years is torn. The Zohar in Parshas Truma describes how the son of Rav Safra jumped from a roof in order to hear Kaddish. The Goyin, Reb Mardechai Yaffe, known as the Baal HaLevushim, was a Rav in a small town. The city Poizna sent Shluchim to invite Reb Mardechai to become their Rav. Reb Mardechai accepted their invitation, but he would first travel to Venice in order to learn Chachmas Ibur HaChodesh, astronomy, by the Sfaradish HaChachamim, who were very well versed in this Chachma. So he did. He learned by the Chacham Abuhav HaSfaradi for about 3 months until he mastered Chachmas Ibur. He later wrote a sefer on the Rambam Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh called Levush Adar HaYakar. One day, the son of Chacham Abuav, a child, made a loud bracha on a fruit, and everyone answered Amen, besides for Reb Mardechai, who inadvertently did not answer. Upon seeing this, the Chacham got very upset with him, and he placed a nidui on him. Reb Mardechai waited 30 days, like the nidui of a Rebbe to a Talmud, and came to his Rebbe to ask him for mechila. The Chacham said he would forgive him on one condition, that in any kehillah that he arrives, he will publicly speak about the great importance of answering Amen, and he should tell his children and grandchildren for all generations to relate the following story. Before the expulsion from Spain, there were many Yiddish kehillahs throughout the country. One particular Yiddish community had a melech who always wanted to expel the Yidden. But the Rav, who was a pious person and a very wealthy man as well, found favor in the melech's eyes and would destroy his evil plans. Once, the king became very angry at the Yidden and commanded to drive them away. The Yidden ran to the Rav to go to the king to annul the gezerah. It was late in the day, and it was time to daven mincha. So the Rav said he would first daven and then go. The people begged him to go without delay, since such a great mitzvah comes before anything else. So he did. When he came to the king's palace, the king gave him a lot of honor. And he started talking to the king about different topics, hoping that eventually he would talk of the recent decree. Meanwhile, a galach from a distant city arrived and fell to the king's feet and began benching him in Latin. The Rav didn't understand what the galach was saying, and it was taking quite a while. So he grabbed the opportunity and went to a corner to daven mincha. He was hoping to be finished before the galach would be done. Soon after, the galach got up and instructed everyone to answer Amen on his blessing, and so they did. Besides, for the Rav, who didn't understand him and was still in the middle of davening mincha, the galach asked whether the Yid also answered Amen. When he was told that he didn't, he got all fired up and started screaming that because of this Yid, the bracha won't be fulfilled. This got the king very angry, and he commanded to kill the Rav by cutting him into pieces. And afterwards, the king expelled all the Yidden. There was another Yid, a chassid, a pious man, which knew this Rav and what a tzaddik he was, and it always disturbed him, why do he deserve such a brutal punishment? He fasted and davened that he should be notified from Shemayim why this happened. Once, while alone, the Rav appeared to him. He became very scared. The Rav calmed him down and said that he came to fulfill his request. He will explain to him why such a thing happened to him. And this is what he said. I never did any Aveda. Just one time, my little son made a bracha on bread, and I didn't answer Amen. Hashem was Malach Af until when I was standing by a Melech Basar Adam and didn't answer Amen on his bracha, and this caused him to become angry. At that time, the Bezim Shalomayla judged me for not answering Amen on Hashem's bracha. Chacham Abuav concluded, now you understand why I became so upset and I put you in a nidui. So that it should be mechaper for this sin. Now I forgive you on one condition, that you publicize the story and speak about the mighty importance of answering Amen. The Chassid Reb Zalman Leib Astulin spent many years as a prisoner in Siberia. Cut off from any Yiddish surroundings, he didn't have the opportunity to daven with a minyan in order to hear Kaddish and Kedusha. He never even had a chance to answer Amen to another Yid's bracha. The Zalman Leib finally managed to leave the Soviet Union and went up to Eretz Yisrael. There, he met his brother-in-law, Rabbi Yankel Galinsky, in Bnei Brak. They were both very happy to be reunited. In the morning, Rabbi Yankel took Rabbi Zalman Leib to a nearby shul to daven. Time passed by, and Rabbi Zalman Leib was not coming home. They didn't think he got lost, since the shul was so close by. After a while, and he still wasn't coming home, they went to shul to see where he is and if everything is okay. Rabbi Yankel found his brother-in-law standing in shul, supported by his crutches, and his face was radiating with joy. Why are you still here? You probably finished davening long ago. Come home and eat something, said Rabbi Yankel. I just can't leave, answered Rabbi Zalman Leib. After my minyan finished, another one started, and then another. Each one offers me a chance to say Amen, and Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, and Kedusha, again and again. Hashem finally gave me this precious opportunity, and I should give it up for a breakfast? The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Parshas Chukas and Balak, how the power of Klal Yisrael is with their mouth. As the messengers of Moshe told Melech Edom, Vayishma Koleinu, Hashem, listen to our voice. Like Rashi explains, that the Yidden have the bracha of a koil, koil Yaakov. Later, we see that the Ziknei Midian told Moav that in order to combat the Yidden, whose koyach is with their mouth, you must get Bilam, whose power is in his speech. The Rebbe writes in Hayom Yom, many years before the Alter Rebbe's imprisonment in Petersburg, he once came out to the Olam and said, in Gan Eden, they appreciate the preciousness of Olam Hazeh. Not only Malachi Hasharis, but even the earliest Ne'etzalim would forgo everything for one Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, said the Yid with all his koyach, meaning with his full concentration, which means being totally involved in these words. This was the entire mimer. But the Alter Rebbe created such a burning hislavus by the listeners that for an entire year they said Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba with a bren. On the day of Tezvav Tammuz, the Rebbe writes in Hayom Yom, the Rebbe Rashab writes in one of his Maimarim, the Ruchnizik of pleasure derived from a likus can result in fatness in the body. They say about Reb Nachum of Chernobyl that he became corpulent from answering Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. On Chag HaShavuos, Tafresh Dalet, the Tzemach Tzedek related, the Baal Shem Tov would travel from town to town and from village to village and would gather all the Pashat Yidden and he would be Mekal of them. Once, the Baal Shem Tov came to a town and gathered all the townspeople, men, women, and children. And he told them, it says in Tehillim, Ashrei Tivchar Usakarev, praised is the one who you, Hashem, choose and bring close. Ashrei is Rashatevis Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. Although there are levels, as the Pasuk continues, Yishken Chatzirecha Beisecha Kedoshecha Lecha, dwells in your courtyard, home, the holiness of your Hechel, still, by Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba, all are equal. With this, the Baal Shem Tov brought into them a love towards Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. The Heilige Tzaddik, Reb Pinchas Karitzer, felt that something must be done in order to bring the Geula Shleima. He saw that there was a lack of modesty amongst Yiddish women. So he went around from Kehila to Kehila speaking about this topic. The Heilige Tzaddik, Reb Yebe of Ostrava, was also doing all in his power to hasten the coming of Mashiach. He saw that there was a need for Yidden to refrain from speaking during davening and be careful to answer Amen in Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. So he traveled from city to city and urged people to better themselves in this area. Once, the two holy tzaddikim met and were discussing their ways in Avodah. They decided to open a chumash to see on what inyan the emphasis should be placed. They opened up to the pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach, where the Shvatim tell Yaakov Avinu about Dina, Hachizoyna Yafa Ef Hachisenu, should one treat our sister like a Zoyna? It was pretty clear that Sneis should be on the front burner. Then they looked into the Targum Yonason and saw that he says, Lo yoi lemehevim es amar b'knishto hain di Yisrael. It's not proper that it should be said in Yiddish gatherings. This emphasizes the importance of what should or should not be said in shuls where Yidden gather. Both modesty and proper conduct in shul will hasten the geula shleima. May it be right now. Hatzlocha rabba. Next week's Dvar Torah will Amir Tashem be updated on Monday, Yud Dalet Tammuz.